We call them, I guess that's what we call them, snake doctors.
What do people call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like a wasp? What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Oh, peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy was his father. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy
was his father.
What do you call a woman who helps a child birth, somebody who's not a nurse? If a city person comes to the country, what do the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Country bumpkin.
Okay. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Whose skin is black? Nigger.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is white?
White.
Okay. And let's see, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might you call them behind his back? Or to his face, for that matter.
You want me to say
it? Yeah.
Nigger.
Now, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, you might call him a nigger. Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what are some words that he might use?
I don't know. We have so many words.
Oh, come on and tell me some of them.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
And,
suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got all the ladies.
We'd say mad, but it should be angry, I guess. I'd say mad.
I would too. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
because it was disobedient or something?
Now this is the nurse that's sending the child home.
Oh, because he was sick.
Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
And his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Celebration.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Goblin.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Would you ever say anything else?
Let's see. We used to say Christmas gift.
Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before we went to using the word Merry Christmas.
Oh, so that's the old
thing. You see somebody, you go to somebody's house and all a Christmas gift.
And then they're supposed to give you one?
Uh-huh.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what?
Carry this? Yes, I say that all the time. I'm going somewhere, I have mine checked.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water? It can draw its legs and its head and its tail.
Turtle.